Business Matters is brought to you by Print Supplies. Based in Frosses, Print Supplies has 21 years experience delivering managed print solutions that save you time and money. With remote monitoring and local hands-on support, they take the hassle out of printers and photocopiers. Email sales@printsupplies.ie to find out more.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. In this week's programme, I'll be finding out more about the forthcoming Letterkenny Motor Show. Plus, I'll hear from the owner of a Letterkenny beauty salon that scooped a number of awards last weekend. Before that, however, my first guest this evening is the new chair of Ballybuffet and Stranorlar Chamber of Commerce, Martin McGowan. Well known in the area, he runs a property business and is also a funeral director. And I recently paid him a visit to get his thoughts on his new role with the Chamber and his hopes for the year ahead. Martin, firstly, many thanks for joining me on Business Matters here on Highland Radio. And you are the new chair of the Ballybuffet and Stranorlar Chamber. So congratulations on that. And you're coming in at a good time. There's a good, strong foundation there. And certainly, you have a very positive attitude towards the Chamber and what it can do.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, well, I suppose Paul Harkin and the outgoing committee have done sterling work up to now to lay a foundation for the Chamber. They have done a lot to progress it and to help support the members. And I suppose it's just about building on those that effort and that work that went in and to grow the membership, to try and deliver a bit of value and, I suppose, to be a voice for the members as well.
And essentially the whole idea about a chamber is really to, in many ways, it's a case of the rising tide rises all ships. You want to help all the businesses out there, and by coming together and the more people you have involved, you can achieve a lot.
Yeah, well, there's a momentum there at the minute. Like, we have hired a part-time manager in Shane Deary, and that has proved very successful. He's a great addition to the Chamber. He's helped grow the membership. And I suppose what we find at the minute, like, our goal will be to grow the membership from the current low 70s to maybe 100 or so. There's about 250 businesses within the Twin Towns, or the catchment area of the Twin Towns. We also serve Castlefin, Killygarden. We have members in Glenfin as well, and Lifford for that matter. So while Ballybuffet and Stranorlar is the focus point, we try and cast our net a wee bit wider than that and try and help members in the wider Fin Valley area.
And membership itself, it's not just being a member, because there's events during the years and you communicate with the members out there, and suppose you have to make them feel part of the whole organization.
Yeah, because like what we find is in business, it can be a lonesome enough place, especially for sole traders. There's plenty of people that's operating one-man band shows. They're trying to be, I suppose, cook, chef and butler. And just to have a support network there that they can go in and connect, you know, via networking and have a chat with people, even to know like simple things like bank charges or how they go about appealing rates and just different conversations. Because by talking, I suppose, you learn and you can improve your own business. Like, we also run events throughout the year. The like of the Easter Hunt that's just gone by there has proved very successful. We do, like on Valentine's Day, we give out flowers to local shoppers in the two towns and wider afield. We also support the like of the Navney Street reunion. So they're coming in under us for our insurance. So it saves them a significant amount of money. We also will help them promote their event on our socials and stuff. We work closely with the ETB, the DLDC Council. We recently had a meeting with Donegal County Council regarding the resurfacing from Lidl right through Ballybuffet, Stranorlar, out to Admiral Park. That's all coming in the next month or two. So we've been asked to have an input into that and trying to protect businesses and do night work where possible, and where it's not possible, try and mitigate against the disturbance. There's obviously going to be an impact, but it's to try and minimise that and have it controlled. So we're a voice for a wide range of topics and businesses, and while we try to run events, it's about bringing footfall, I suppose, to the Twin Towns and beyond, and to give a bit of value to our members.
And they certainly do get value, because you have a yearly membership fee, but I suppose if you break it down and how they can benefit, everything from the events to networking, it really is an investment in their own business.
It is, and it's about, I suppose, giving back to an extent as well to their community. Like a one or two employee business can get a membership from €150, and it increases then depending on size. So it's quite good value. You can pay that on a monthly basis as well. And like, for example, we're doing a cyber meeting now in a couple of weeks. It's a talk to help against ransomware and how to protect, from a security point of view, how to protect your online activity and stuff. That one talk costs €5,000 normally. So with the membership of the Balbofane Snorter Chamber, that talk is free to their members.
And that's a good example about you can have a meeting, you can bring people together, you're sharing the information. So obviously cybersecurity and internet-related things, very important. And then on a community level, projects like the proposed Barnsmore Greenway, again, you can have an input and help people to find out more.
That's correct. We've had a workshop before promoting that and trying to answer questions for people. I suppose myself, as an estate agent and valuer who deals in CPOs, we can bring in people to talk, and we have made that offer as well. It just gives people somewhere to turn and to know that they're not alone, that there's advice out there, and they can get, I suppose, the strongest valuation and get the strongest compensation that they're due.
And tell me, local businesses, a lot of them have in common the same difficulties and challenges, rising costs, be it the ESB bill or going through to auto enrollment. So there's a lot of issues out there, and sometimes even by bringing people together and talking together, you can help each other indirectly.
Yeah, because everybody is facing the same challenges, and while one might find a solution or find a cheaper option, they can share it with others, and there's a value to that as well, in that they can, like, they're not paddling the canoe on their own. They're getting help from other members, and maybe somebody may have been longer in business or more experienced or have better options that can be shared with all members that attend these meetings and these workshops and different things that be organised. So it's all in all, there's huge benefits to being a member.
Martin, the Twin Towns, bang in the middle of the county. Many people, not just from a commercial point of view, but it's, I suppose, a sporting capital of Donegal in many respects as well. It's an area that has considerable untapped potential still, and no doubt you want to drive it forward and promote it.
Yeah, well, that's a key focus for us, because I suppose Balbofane Snorter has been a market town for a long number of years. We were very centrally located within eastern Donegal. We've had some large employers in here by way of Moraine's Factory. We have St. Joseph's, McElhinney's. We have three very successful hotels in Keys, Jackson's and the Villa Rose. Two very large schools, primary and a brand new primary school. We have two secondary schools, which are significant employers. So it's about continuing, I suppose, with that success and trying to keep promoting the towns. Like, the negatives of the traffic impact is a problem, but hopefully in time with the bypass that will be resolved. But I think it would be a bigger problem if we had nobody going through our towns. And while that's trying to see the silver lining. It is an issue, but there's only so much as a chamber we can do, I suppose, and that's beyond our calling, in that it's going to take a bypass ultimately to relieve the town of the excess traffic. But we will do our best in the coming year to try and grow our membership and to try and give value to our members. And by putting on plenty of activities, we've loosely planned at this stage, we have to fine tune it, but like a fun day in Truslaw, maybe in July, midsummer, with a barbecue maybe later within the town. And that's given back as well for our children and of the town, and giving them, I suppose, something to do. And we'll be continuing to run workshops that'll be of benefit to business owners as well.
You've mentioned some of the big employers, an important part of the Chamber, of course, and you've mentioned as well the people, the small businesses, the self-employed. And on a positive note, it is encouraging to see there are a lot of startups all over the county. And, you know, these people, if they can be assisted in any way, that's great. And from small beginnings, companies like little companies like O'Reilly Sports have grown and become a significant employer. So you can send out a positive message.
They are, and I suppose the O'Reilly's is a great success story. There were two full-time teachers that ultimately left their job to follow a dream. And I was out at the official opening last Saturday. It's a highly impressive setup they have there. They've put in a significant investment, and they are becoming a very large employer as well. But I suppose from a one-man band, that's ultimately what you can aim for. I suppose it takes an acorn to grow into an oak tree, doesn't it? And that's where you'll be trying to help people along the way and any way we can, and support them. And I suppose from listening to our members as well, we as a committee can learn and see what their requirements are, and trying to meet those requirements as best we can. With the Chamber, it's easy to get lost in that you're trying to be all things to all men. And I suppose it's about doing the simple things right, ultimately, is what it boils down to.
And you've touched on some of the goals that you have, including membership. You have to set targets, because if you put the bar too low, there's no point in that. So how achievable are they?
Yeah, well, we're in the low 70s at the minute. We hope to grow that to 100 within our first 12 months, which is an extra 30. So we're basically 2 months in debt. So that's 3 per month. I mean, we have 15 to 20 committee members. So if we bring one to the table each, and then our business manager could match that, it's very achievable. It's 3 per month. So hopefully we can reach that goal by this time next year.
And tell us just a little bit about your own background, your own business background. Many people from the area will know you, of course, but for those listeners who don't, you're based just here, just off the main street in Drumbo here in Stranorler.
Yeah, well, I was working at McIlhenny's for 7 years. And then in 2002, I applied for an auctioneer's license and obtained that. So I was double jobbing actually for 6 months, and then we flew the nest in June 03, opened our first office as Martin McGowan Properties, who offered an estate agency and valuer business in the Donegal Road, just opposite Lidl. And we've moved down the street then, just opposite McIlhenny's. We built a new four-story building there, and then the crash came, and I'm back now literally where I started. So this will be our home ground here, where the office and the funeral home is. So we also started in 2009 a funeral home and funeral directors. And that's an offering just as opposed to the community. We have a funeral home here, and while someone uses that funeral home, it is their home, and it's another option for people. And between the two businesses, we are doing well, we're successful, and we get good support from the community, which we're very grateful for. But you have to give a good offering, I suppose, and you have to give yourself and give your time and your knowledge and your patience to people, and they have to be seen to get rewarded for that. And we try and be very customer focused and deliver, over deliver on our promises.
And just in relation to the property scene, it's going to be a long time before we have enough houses for everybody in this county. There's certainly going to be a lot of work in the construction sector. The market at the moment, if somebody's looking to buy a house, there is certainly a shortage of properties, and prices are only going one way.
Yeah, the prices are increasing kind of year on year. The amount of properties coming to market are probably more modest than we would like. Like, you can't just rush to the market now with a property. You need to make a test. Anything that's coming on, certainly from late 90s on, you have to energy rate it. So there's a bit of work to go in just before you come and put up a sign at a property. I suppose there's a bit more coming to the market. Last year was probably more difficult, but this year it started off slow. But from normally you see a change after St. Patrick's Day. The evenings are longer, the weather technically is that bit better, but so things, like, it puts the seed in somebody's mind, you know, to go to the market. So you'll find more properties coming to the market from now on. It's notable even this last couple of weeks. Once the sun comes out at all, it kind of drives it.
Martin, you wear a few different hats. You're a very busy man, and when you are taking some downtime, how do you get away from it all? What's the pastimes?
Well, as the saying goes, if you want something done, you ask a busy man. But I do unwind, and I play cards two or three nights a week. I play bridge, I play 25. And I, now that the weather's improved as well, I have a motorbike, and I spend a good bit of time. I was out actually Saturday and Sunday for 4 and 5 hours a time at it. So it's great for mental health, it's great for downtime. When you're on it, you're focused on what you're doing. You have to be, from a safety point of view, but it, you just forget about everything. It kind of, it takes you to a different world, I suppose, and everything's kind of calm and peaceful, and you're in the moment very much, as opposed to, like, you could go to Letterkenny in a car and you could even forget about, did it even go through Drumkeen? Whereas on a motorbike, you know every meter that you travel, and you're watching every junction for oncoming traffic or pulling out. So it's a good distraction, and it's a good, I suppose, release from the normal life.
Earlier in our talk, you mentioned the hotels here in the Twin Towns, and whilst East Donegal wouldn't be seen as traditional sort of a main tourist area within the county, it's a great base, and there's a lot of maybe lesser known attractions there. And I know some of the local councillors have been keen to promote the east of the county as an area which has that potential.
There is, and I suppose it's been, because it's central, it's been for years a commercial centre for sales reps and stuff staying in the hotel, because there's a good offer, and there's like Drumbo Woods beside us here is a fantastic amenity, and it's known the length and breadth of the country, as is the hotels. Like, if you go down to the bottom of the country and you mention Ballybofey or Stranorder, the first thing they'll throw up at you is one of the names of one of those hotels. So they're renowned, certainly countrywide. Like, we have a lot of facilities here, as you mentioned earlier, it's the sporting capital. Like, I do a bit of photography on my side, maybe spare time as well, which is another kind of semi-release. But I put the drone up one night over in Drennan, just as it was getting dark, and it was only when I was processing it on the computer afterwards, it captured the Finn Valley, the floodlights was on there, the GA in McCool Park, Capri Rovers, I took that in. The only thing I missed was, if I had a pan slightly left, I would have got the tennis courts in Drennan as well. But it is also the Ballybofey United pitch, it was lit up as well. But like we have the Ballard Theatre, the hotels, the fishing, like there's a lot of things to do. And I suppose when you're in the middle of that, you can take some of that for granted.
Absolutely. And then not too far away, there's Oakfield Park and Rafoe and Trusclock, and you can go angling, head up into the mountains. And we may within the next decade or so have a greenway possibly going from Balwafay to Donegal Town, and that would open up a whole new chapter, because some of the greenways certainly down the country have proven to be very successful. Do you feel that will happen?
Yeah, well, there's moves afoot. Like they're actually notified landowners in recent months, and they're moving towards CPO. So that's, and apparently the money has been ring fenced as well. So it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if it's going to happen, it's when. And that's going to be a fantastic amenity. Like what it must have been like to go through Barnesmore Gap on a train and see that scenery, but to be able to do it now on foot or on bike, it's going to be great. And even like up Glenfinn, as you say, like there's so much beauty about here. Like if I was going with the camera with a couple hours spare, Glenfinn is the first place you go, because between the Salmon Leap and the mountains up there, it's very scenic.
And then just one other thought, out there are young or maybe not so young people abroad who may be coming back to Ireland and want to settle here. And when you compare Donegal, take out the amenities, the price of property here is still considerably lower than if they were going back to Galway or Cork or Kerry or somewhere else. So no doubt we will see more people coming back despite the shortage of properties on the market.
Yeah, well, we're fourth best for value for property in Ireland, and I think we're beaten only by like the likes of Leitrim and Longford. I think we might be joint third maybe, but we do offer value, a lot of buck for your bang, I suppose. And what you find since COVID has changed a lot of things, like there's people have moved from Dublin and from further down the country because of the value that's available here, and they can work from home, so it doesn't, they have a far better lifestyle. They're 30 minutes from a blue flag beach, no matter what direction they go. So it definitely has become evident. And then you have young couples in Australia and New Zealand. You see some of them now buying farms at home while not coming home, but they're thinking ahead and they're putting their money as opposed to good use and a wise investment, and with the view they'll follow home, I suppose, in the coming years. But that has, I suppose, put a different slant on things since COVID, that people are open to going to Donegal to live.
And finally, Martin, just back to the Chamber, if people want to find out more about it, you do a lot of work now on social media, the Facebook page, and what's the best way to contact the Chamber?
Yeah, well, they can contact the Balwafay and Stornoway Chamber of Commerce on Facebook. They can contact myself, 087-833-3301, or they can contact our manager who looks after the Facebook page, Shane Deary. We'll get him through Facebook or that, or contact me and I can put you in touch.
And the last message, Balwafay and Stornoway Chamber is forging ahead.
It's forging ahead. There's a lot of momentum there. We're being noticed, I suppose, by bigger chambers, even in the county and outside the county. It has been noted and been mentioned to us, and I suppose that's something that we should be proud of. There is a momentum there. There's even members or potential members coming to us looking to join, which is very positive. And I suppose they see what we're doing, they like what we're doing, and they feel we have an offering and we can be an addition to their business. So that has to be, I suppose, a positive light that we can move forward with and try and grow our membership.
And that was Martin McGowan, Chair of the Balwafay and Stornoway Chamber of Commerce. Coming up after the break, I'll be finding out about the forthcoming Letterkenny Motor Show and also hearing about the success of a Letterkenny beauty salon.
Business Matters is proudly sponsored by Print Supplies Frosses. With 21 years in business, Print Supplies provides managed print solutions with local support and remote ink monitoring, saving your business time and money. Print Supplies, your local printer and photocopier company.
Welcome back to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. The third Letterkenny Motor Show will take place on Saturday, the 9th of May, at the ATU Letterkenny campus, and it's expected to draw a big attendance. To tell me a little bit more about what we can expect, I've been speaking with Daniel Carlin, Area Sales and Portfolio Manager with First Citizen Finance, who are working in conjunction with the dealerships as finance partners for the show. I began by putting it to him that the event is going from strength to strength.
Thanks very much for having me, Chris. Yeah, absolutely. The event is going from strength to strength. It's our second year now in the ATU. We had a fantastic day out last year. You've got your 11 local dealers with 21 brands on show. So fantastic opportunity for anyone that's considering purchasing a car to have everyone there in the one campus on the same day. Quite unique event. It's also going to be very family-friendly orientated. It's a free show, and there's going to be lots and lots of stuff there on the day, so be delighted to have everyone down.
In some respects, the purchase of a car can be the second biggest purchase that you make after maybe a property, and having a motor show like this, it's a great opportunity for people that they're not having to go around to several different dealerships, that you have a lot in the one place and a chance maybe even to compare and contrast within a few minutes, because sometimes you can really like one car and then you go away and you might forget a little bit about it. So it ticks a lot of boxes.
You hit the nail on the head, Chris. You've got a lot of expertise on the day. As I said, 11 of your main local dealers showcasing 21 of the main brands. So exactly, you can compare and contrast very, very quickly. There'll be lots of experts on the day there talking about the electric, the EV range, your plug-in, your diesels. There'll be lots of demos, lots of introductions. So a fantastic opportunity for anyone, absolutely, that's in that mindset of a new car.
I was just listening to a program earlier this week, and it said that in terms of new car registrations in Ireland, we now actually have more automatic than manual. And one of the main reasons, of course, for that is the big increase in the number of electric vehicles out there. And there's no doubt about it, that is the trend that's going to continue.
There's absolutely no doubt about it, Chris. The electric and the plug-in range are on the up. We did have a bit of a dip in the demand for those vehicles, just I suppose when you look at the infrastructure around the country, a lot of people were apprehensive, as you see in the northwest, especially in Donegal. Public transport can be quite a challenge, so you could have quite a large commute even going from work from day to day. So the confidence wasn't quite there, but the manufacturers have come up with new models with longer ranges per charge. There are more options for people being able to charge at home, and the infrastructure is definitely getting better. So as the confidence grows and as the government increase more infrastructure, definitely there is more and more people buying the electric. And that is a fantastic product. It definitely is, but the consumer confidence is growing. It's going in the right trend. It's trending upwards, yeah.
And I strongly suspect that given the hike in fuel prices in recent times, that people who maybe didn't consider electric before are now certainly looking at that route and looking also maybe at energy efficiencies at home, putting the charger in at home. And again, that's the way things are going.
For sure. We live in a quite volatile world, and you can see a lot of external issues with wires and one thing and another. It's completely outside of our control, but obviously it has a massive effect at home, so there's no doubt about it. It's definitely at the forefront of everyone's mind, and it's definitely in the conversation when they go into the dealership. It's definitely in the conversation that they want to express their options in the electric side of things, absolutely.
When it comes to buying a car, a lot of people will take out a loan of some sort or another, and there's a lot of options here. You've hire purchase, you've PCP, people might go through a bank, a credit union. There's a lot of financial institutions out there. Sometimes there's 0% interest rates. And again, for people going along, it's, I suppose, important to look around, get the advice and see what suits you.
For sure. Now, the good thing about your local dealerships is they are all qualified accredited intermediaries. So they're all qualified to be able to help you with your finance on the day also. So effectively, your dealership's a one-stop shop. It fully depends on what it is exactly what you're looking for. Then, as you say, the higher purchase options or your PCP contract options or whatever the case may be. But all the dealerships have a vast, vast amount of experience, many, many years dealing with this. And as I say, they're all accredited with their intermediary certs to be able to provide you with that in the dealerships.
It's great to see that not only is this a motor show, but there's an element of making it a community event as well. It's family friendly.
Family friendly. There's lots of entertainment on the day. There's going to be face painting and crafts with the CDP there in Letterkenny. Pinel Studios, that have been with us all the way, they have a group that's going to be dancing on the day. There's going to be live music. We actually have a local author, Louise Flanagan, DragonTerra.ie, is going to be coming along on the day, and she's going to be doing some story time, kind of geared to kids between 6 and 12-year-olds. Last year, as part of the show, some of the local schools had a colouring competition to create a mascot. What we've done with all the winners of that competition was we've brought the mascot to life. So the mascot has been built, it's brought to life, and we're going to unveil it on the day, which is very significant. And just to kind of bring it to people's attention, around 12 midday, there's going to be a road safety promise pledge where the mascot's going to be unveiled. The man at Cunningham Men's Shed, Liam and Frankie in there, have been working closely with us, and they've tasked three local primary schools to come together to work on a project that's going to be unveiled on the day, and it's a really important road safety message. We have Louise McGeever, who's a local Donegal woman from the RSA. She's going to be on hand on the day also, providing some education and information. The Gardaí are going to be there on the day as well. So fantastic. There's lots and lots and lots of activities and a really important message in terms of the road safety aspect of it as well. So everyone's really excited now.
And location-wise, it really is a good location. There's lots of parking there as well. You can get in and out of the town. So just remind us again of the day, the date, and the times that the show is going to be on.
Yeah, so the key day is Saturday the 9th of May. The show is going to be taking place from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. in the ATU campus. Adjacent to the ATU, you've got a massive car park, and there's traffic light signals there so everyone can cross safely. And just a word of thanks to the ATU also, Chris. They're fantastic to deal with. Marley and there and the team couldn't do enough. They're more than happy to showcase this event. Very, very, very helpful. And rather than charge the dealerships a fee to use the facility on the day, what we've done is the dealerships are going to make a charitable donation on behalf of the ATU just as an appreciation of the thanks for them on the day. So fantastic. And they're going to have their full canteen facilities open for all the dealers and all the participants coming to the show as well. So fantastic day in store.
And that was Daniel Carlin, Area Sales and Portfolio Manager with First Citizen Finance, who are working in conjunction with the dealerships as finance partners for the show. And finally, a Letterkenny-based beauty salon, Signature Nails and Beauty by Rena, has taken home top national honours for the second year in a row at the 2026 Irish Nails, Brows and Lashes Awards, which were held recently in Dublin. To fill me in on the details and to tell me more about her business, I've been speaking with its owner, Rena Duplessis.
Rena, many thanks for joining us on Business Matters. And firstly, many congratulations because your salon has just won a number of awards. So Signature Nails and Beauty by Rena, you're located here at the bottom of Oliver Plunkett Road in the heart of Letterkenny. We'll talk about the awards in a moment or two, but essentially maybe you can just begin by telling us what exactly you do here.
Hi, Chris. Thank you so much. We're in the heart of Letterkenny. We do nails, we do facials, waxing, lashes, pedicures. We have a doctor that does Botox and fillers. We have a lady that does specialized facials, and we have a lady that does eyelash extensions. All things to beautify ladies and men.
And obviously things are going well because you've got these awards which were just last weekend. So tell us a little bit about them and exactly what you won.
Yeah, over the weekend we went to Dublin, myself and my staff, and we were up for three categories, Beauty Salon of the Year, Public Choice and Nail Experts of the Year. And we got outstanding achievement for Nail Salon of the Year, and we won All Ireland for the other two.
And that is certainly some achievement. It's a sector that has grown hugely in recent times. You only have to look like a town like Letterkenny, just how many competitors are out there. So you're in a good industry at a good time.
Oh, we are for sure. I feel like after COVID, the industry has got so big. Everyone really makes time for themselves and wants to put an effort into the way they look, their appearance.
You're established over 7 years. So tell us about the early years.
Oh, I started here 7 years ago. I had a team of two ladies that started with me. And we only started in one small room, two nail tables, and expanded from there. And it's got so big. We have four different rooms now, main nail area as well, if you want to count that, five rooms. And looking to expand even more.
Tell me about just the whole learning process for yourself and training and getting involved. What was your background? Obviously, you had an interest in this.
Oh, I've had an interest in beauty since I was 14 years old. I had my nails done with a lovely lady for an event. And from there, I've, my goodness, always loved beauty, loved nails, and did my first nail course when I was 18 and never stopped since.
Is it a case of having to keep up with changing trends and having to constantly be upskilling yourself?
That's what I love about it. You'll never stop learning. There's always new trends, new products, new techniques. So no, it's an endless learning experience. Yeah.
At the beginning, what were the main challenges that you would have faced? It's a big step beginning your own business.
Yes, it is. It is. It is quite something. I was 6 months pregnant when I started the salon. I had gestational diabetes and all, which doesn't make it easy either. But I had a good support structure and great girls to start the salon with me. So all in all, yes, there's always struggles, but it's been pretty good.
And part of the reason for progressing so well, no doubt, is your own enthusiasm. And it's something that you obviously love to be doing.
Oh, I love doing it. I love doing beauty and nails. My goodness, it doesn't feel like coming to work. It feels like I'm coming to have tea with friends every day.
Now, tell me a little bit about your typical customers who are coming in and nails and the products that you use. No doubt there's products, new products coming on the market all the time.
We always bring in new products to the salon, and we do try it out on ourselves first before we try it on clients. Not all products work on every client. There's different products for everyone, acrylics and gels and hard gels and soft gels. You just have to find the right product for you.
Like many other businesses, no doubt, you build up a rapport with your regular clients and you know the sort of thing that they want.
Oh, yes, for sure. So many clients come in and just say, do whatever you want, because they know they've been coming to us for years and we know what they like and what they don't like. So,
and when it comes to special occasions, maybe people are looking to do something a little bit different, and I dare say you can make suggestions and give them ideas.
Oh, we definitely do. We always try and tell clients that stay true to who you are, even if it's for your wedding. Don't go with what everyone else is doing. Do what makes you feel like you, because in years from now, you're going to look at pictures of yourself on your wedding day You don't want to look like someone else. You want to stay true to who you are.
Now, getting staff, and as you've expanded, you've brought more people in, so that's great. It's a sign that the business is growing. And your own staff and having the trust in them, what's so important? It's your business, but it's a team as well.
For sure, it is definitely a team effort. I definitely wouldn't be winning awards if it wasn't for the staff. They're fantastic. Staff come and go. We're always looking for more staff. As I was saying earlier, always looking to expand the salon. But yeah, my staff are fantastic, and taking them on training courses and getting them to learn all the new techniques and trends is very important.
You've also started a new venture in that you are now a place for people to come to who actually want to train in this whole industry.
Yes, we started Signature Training Academy in January. I did my first educator's course in 2007, so back in South Africa, where I'm from originally. I was training for a brand, moved over here and didn't start up the training academy straight away. Good couple of years later, I decided that it's time to start up again and just teach the next generation.
So if we cast our minds back to the early days and your first few customers, word of mouth in your business is so important, because if people have a good experience, they're going to tell their friends, those referrals, and that's probably the best way of generating new business.
Oh, word of mouth is everything. I feel it's the best way to get your name out there is word of mouth. A happy customer will tell all their friends and family, and they'll all come and become clients too. So very important. We have so many people that bring their mothers and their sisters and their friends, and yes, a little community.
As you look ahead, what would you like to do? Have you any particular plans, say, for the next year or 2 years? Where would you like to be?
Right now, because the training academy is only just started, that is my goal now, is to expand that and get more people in to offer different trainings as well in beauty.
When it comes to people booking and finding out more information, your website plays a big role there?
The website does play a big role. You can find us on signaturenails.ie. You can't book online, but you can definitely put in a request and we will contact you.
Well, my thanks to Rena Duplessis. You've been listening to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. If you want to contact the programme, the best way is to drop me an email. And the address is businessmatters@highlandradio.com. Until the next time, I hope you have a healthy, happy and profitable week ahead. Bye for now.
Business Matters is brought to you by Print Supplies. Based in Frosses, Print Supplies has 21 years experience delivering managed print solutions to save you time and money. With remote monitoring and local hands-on support, they take the hassle out of printers and photocopiers. Email sales@printsupplies.ie to find out more.